Dr. Kapinski dictating a male IME on Andrew Sidney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y. Andrew Sidney is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/27/21. Period, he was pulling linen from an overstuffed washer at approximately stomach level. But as a result, he believes he injured his shoulders and went to Concentra about a week later. But further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff, for which he did not undergo surgery. But he's no longer receiving any active treatment as of September 2022. But Mr. Sidney admits that he had rotator cuff surgery on both shoulders in 2008 and 2011. This was due to gradual onset of symptoms. After these surgeries, he reportedly was fine until the subject event. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Mr. Sidney was seen at Concentra by physician assistant Lopez on 8/12/21. He stated that day he was pulling wash out of a washer and felt a pop in both shoulders. Frequently has burning in both shoulders when moving his arms and difficulty holding his arms up. His position was that of an administrator and housekeeper. It was noted he had previously undergone shoulder surgeries due to military duty in 2010 and 2012. On this evaluation, he was diagnosed with strains in the left and right shoulder and started on ibuprofen. Activity modification, physical therapy. He returned on 8/16/21 and saw Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. He had been working modified duty, but was not having any improvement. He also diagnosed left bicep strain and right shoulder strain. Dr. Agrawal continuing him on modified activities. New paragraph on 10/1/21, he had x-rays of the right shoulder that showed osteophytic degenerative changes at the right acromioclavicular joint and glenohumeral joint with narrowing and osteophytes. But the lateral clavicle appears intact. He had x-rays of the left shoulder the same day that showed no acute abnormalities, bony abnormalities. There were osteoarthritic changes at the left acromioclavicular joint and glenohumeral joint with marginal osteophytes. On 10/14/21, he had an MRI of an unspecified shoulder that revealed os acromiale, rotator cuff impingement, partial tearing of the distal supraspinatus tendon, biceps tendinitis, and 2-centimeter multiseptated ganglion cyst superior to the distal clavicle. He did participate in physical therapy in the dates described. He followed up at Concentra through 7/5/22. He had received an injection to the left shoulder about 6 weeks ago and felt great for about a month. However, his symptoms recurred. He is working full duty. and his job was relatively non-physical. Period. That time, the petitioner was leaning toward going forward with surgical intervention. Period. However, he continued to care for a family member who is on hospice. Period. New paragraph. During his course of treatment, he was seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 11/9/21. Period. He wrote clinically he had bilateral shoulder impingement syndrome with rotator cuff tendonitis. Period. It is interesting there is no evidence of hardware and anchors in his shoulders from his prior surgeries. Period. He was functioning at a high level. Period. They discussed treatment options and he elected to accept a corticosteroid injection to the right shoulder subacromial space. Period. Formal physical therapy was again advised. Period. On 11/23/21, he reported no relief from the cortisone injection. Period. On 12/28/21, Dr. Lipschultz noted he was going to have an additional 2 weeks of physical therapy, after which he anticipated the petitioner being at maximum medical improvement in regard to non-operative or conservative management. Period. He did discuss the potential for surgical intervention. Period. On 2/8/22, a corticosteroid injection was administered to the left shoulder, and therapy was continued. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz through 7/5/22. Period. A great response to the left shoulder injection for about a month, but then his symptoms recurred. Period. He was working full duty. Period. They again discussed treatment options as above. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He anticipates undergoing left shoulder surgery, followed by right shoulder surgery, possibly in the spring of this year. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed open surgical scars at each shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Abduction. Right was 160 degrees and left 165 degrees, comma. Flexion 160 degrees bilaterally, comma, internal rotation left to 45 degrees, and external rotation left to 75 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level bilaterally. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or interlocking. Period manual muscle testing of 4+/5 for resisted left shoulder abduction. 5-5 for resisted shoulder external rotation on the left. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 7/27/21. Andrew Sidney was pulling laundry out from a washer and experienced symptoms in his shoulders. Period. It does not appear that he sought treatment until a few weeks later at Concentra on 8/12/21. Appeared he had a history of prior bilateral rotator cuff surgeries due to military service. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. X-rays of the shoulders demonstrated degenerative changes. Period. He then underwent a left shoulder MRI on 10/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. Accepted an injection to both the right and the left shoulders from Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Mr. Sidney was not eager to pursue surgery since he was involved in taking care of someone on hospice. Period. New paragraph. Current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the shoulders. Period. Mild weakness about the left shoulder. impaired provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were negative. Pretty at full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. Lead paragraph. With respect to the subject of the vet, I may offer a nominal amount of permanency. Period. Where with the largest component of his permanency is due to his prior surgeries. Period. Conservative care continued through 7/5/22. Period. He reached maximum medical improvement from physical therapy on 2/17/22. Period. The paragraph, there is no more than 2% permanent partial total disability referable to either shoulder as this relates to the event of 7/27/21. Period. End.